This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witts and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. A question that's often asked by people down through the centuries is this one. You might have heard it. How can a loving God allow people to suffer? Well, I think that question gained special urgency back in September 11, 2001, with that shocking loss of life in New York. And whenever there is a tragedy and people are killed, that question is asked again and again in our world of war and famine, disease and divorce. I think it's probably a question that's never far off our minds. Do you know that it's also a question that plagued the followers of Jesus since they saw him die on the cross? In fact, people have turned away from God. Why doesn't God send rain to people starving in a drought? Why doesn't he bring peace to the Holy Land? How can he let his children be raped and murdered and abused? You know, can't God do something about cancer or eliminate Alzheimer's disease or wipe out drug addiction? So this question of human pain and suffering, I won't believe people say there's a loving God if he allows all this horrible stuff to happen. And like Job in the Old Testament, we must trust that God, our Creator, knows what's best for his creation. When suffering strikes, I think we just got to trust God. He knows what he's doing. It was through the prophet Jeremiah we read the words of God, "Surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare, not for harm, to give you a future with hope." I like the story, and you might have heard of Corrie ten Boom and her sister who were languishing in a Nazi concentration camp, World War II. And on top of all the terrible indignities they suffered, they also had severe cases of lice. Now, at first this worried them. They wondered how on earth this suffering would end. And then they realized it was because of the lice that they kept getting passed over for even worse tortures, and they prayed every day that God would keep the lice coming. Interesting story, isn't it? There is some suffering in our lives that actually serves to save us from even greater suffering. I hope that makes sense to you. If God is behind that lesser suffering, then we must thank him for it. And just because God allows suffering, that doesn't mean that he is the cause of that suffering. And I need to say that just because he allows the suffering, it doesn't mean that God is there standing by, passively watching people suffer. No, of course not. God joins us in our suffering. As the psalmist said, when we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, God is there with us. Isaiah said that when we pass through the fire and the flood, that means the bad times, that God is there with us, because in Jesus Christ we have God with us in our joys, but also in our suffering. It's at the foot of the cross that we meet God. It's here that Jesus offered his body that was broken for us and his blood was poured out for us. So people who suffer and broken can identify here. We meet a God who suffers and who loves us enough for us to be like him. So God, in fact, took on the pain of our life. He joined in with our suffering. So that's a dynamic situation. So I think that a truly loving God must allow human suffering. Now, if God eliminated that suffering, you know, God would be forcing us to stay at his side. And instead, God loves us enough to walk away, as it were. This is a difficult one, isn't it? It's all about suffering and how we cope with it. There is something really mysterious about this. It was St. Paul said that suffering, he saw it in this way, produces things like endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. That's in Romans chapter 5. So when we put ourselves in God's hands, suffering can make us more like Jesus, because Jesus was called the suffering servant. Robert Schuller once said, "I don't know why bad things happen to good people, but I do know what happens to good people when bad things happen." He said, "They become better people." Do you know that some of the best people on earth have become great through the school of suffering? So when we're stuck in that awful mud of suffering, it's very hard to see anything good. But we don't always understand God's ways. But God is there who still loves us. Well, Heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks for your grace and your strength. We don't understand your ways at times, Lord. We're not born with the understanding that you have. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will encourage our hearts to look at some answers to suffering. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.